Lo'aviv Le'imai speaks out specially to Lo'aviv and Le'imai also not. So the question is, what do you have to tell me Lo'aviv Le'imai not for? If our kol nashrei smeis means even his krovim, so that's included his father and mother also. What does the pasuk have to say clearly, like speak out, not even his father? So it's for a diyuk only. Comes to teach us, Uliyaviv Hudiyayne Metama, Abba Metam Hula Meis Mitzvah. It comes to teach us a chiddush that a Kohen Gadol has the right to touch a Meis Mitzvah. That's why it says again clearly a second time, like Uliyaviv, that to his father he can't touch. But Mashma Tzadiyuk, that to a Meis Mitzvah, Kohen Gadol is Mutter. But the pasuk also says the word Uliyimai, it says Lo'aviv Uliyimai. So the question is, what do we need the word Uliyimai for? That's extra. From the pasuk, our kol nafshei smeis, we're saying even krovim a kohen gadol can't be matamitu. So that's included his father and mother. So why does the pasuk say uliimai? So Gemara says uliimai is for a gzeirah shava. It's extra because we know it's from our kol nafshei smeis, but it's here for a gzeirah shava. And look at the Rebbe, like Rebbe learns. The Tanya will learn. Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says, Gabi nozir b'moisa meinem matama. That a nazir cannot touch even his own krovim, even his father, his mother, that's only when they're mace. To a mace, a nazir can't touch. But let's say they become a tamei negoyim, or they become a zavar, then the nazir could touch them. The yisur for nazir is only not to touch a mace, but to touch a tamei negoyim, a tsaras, or else to touch a zavar, that's mutter. That's why I need the word ulima, like we'll soon see. Like Rebbe says, by nazir, it says b'noisam. It's a diik b'noisam, and matam matam alugala was awesome. Now, v'yen liyela b'nazir, I only know this kula by a nazir. That a nazir is allowed to touch a person, even though he has tumas negoyim or tumas ivasam. But kayin gadol minayin, how do I know that even a kayin gadol also has this kula? That a kayin gadol is allowed to touch somebody that has tumas negoyim or mitzayra, or a Zav, or a Zav, how do we know a Kohen Gadol could touch him? Is Amarto, I will tell you, Lo Yoymar Imay B'Kohen Gadol. Like, why does the Pasuk have to say a Kohen Gadol can't touch his mother? Shein Talmud Loymar, even if it wouldn't have said it, Sherei Kavachaymu, Ava Kavachaymu, Humagim B'Mokim Shekoin Hedyit, Mitam Eliyachiv, Me'aviv, Ein Kohen Gadol Mitam Eliyaviv, Madach by a Kohen Hedyit. That the Kohen Hedyit is allowed to be metama to his brother from the same father to his krovim. Still, a Kohen Gadol can't be metama li'aviv to his father, like the pasuk already said li'aviv, that a Kohen Gadol can't touch his father. If so, mokam shein Kohen Hedyit metama li'achim imay. The halacha is a regular Kohen Hedyit can't be metama to his brother from only the same mother. If he has a brother just from the same mother but not from the same father, the Kohen cannot be matama to him. A Kohen can only be matama to his brother from the same father. So you see, your mother's yichus is less than your father's yichus. So if so, Eino din shein Kohen Gadol matama li'imai. Isn't it for sure that I know in Svara that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be matama to his mother? Like Madoch, a Kohen Gadol can't be matama to his father, and his father is a bigger yichus than his mother. So for sure, a Kohen Gadol cannot be matama to his mother. So, in Zachisa Miyadin, if I know it now from this Kavachayma, from this Svara, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to touch his mother, cannot be metama to his mother, is by Shiki, can't take care of her Kfura, if so, Matama Leim Imai, the Kohen Gadol. Why does the Pasuk have to say the word extra Imai by a Kohen Gadol? Pshita Kohen Gadol cannot be metama to his mother. So I'll tell you the reason why the Pasuk, the Torah wrote it, was Mufna. It's an extra word, true. La hakish, to make a hekish. For lodon hemeno gzeirah shava. And to learn out gzeirah shava now. From Kohen Gadol to the halacha of a nazir. Nema imay b'nazir. It says a nazir also cannot be matama to his mother. V'nema imay b'Kohen Gadol. And it says the word imay by a Kohen Gadol. He's also not allowed to touch his mother, b'shas tekvura. If so, it's like this now. Ma imay yomay b'nazir. B'moisam einu metama. Avo metama hu l'negoyim l'zivosam. Just like by the loch of a nazir. There the pasuk says clearly, B'moisam. That we dash in the Easter is only not to touch a mace. A nazir can't become tame from a mace. but he's allowed to touch somebody that has tumas negoyim or tumas zava zava. A nazir is muta. See, if so, I tell you, af imoy yomav v'kayin gadol. The same thing when the pasuk says the word imoy by the parsha of a kohen gadol is to teach me this chiddush also that b'moisa meinim metama, avo metama lo negoyim lo zivasam, that a kohen gadol just can't touch a mace. He's not allowed to touch a mace, not even his own kroivim. But if the person is alive, just he has tumas, he's a metzora, or he has tumas zava zava, then the lachr is the kohen gadol is allowed to touch him. Ashkechon kohen gadol. So I know now by a kohen gadol is this way, but nazir minayin minolan. How do I know by a nazir has the same halacha also? So what I was saying now, betama b'negoyim of a meisam. Let's go back to the original shayla. Ashkechon kohen gadol. So far we have a pasuk now that a kohen gadol is allowed to be betama l'meisam mitzvah. That was the deal. The pasuk says li'oviv, an extra loviv by a kohen gadol to teach me that that good for his father he can't touch, but lemeis mitzvah smuta. So good, we have a pasuk by a kohen gadol. Now the question is nazir minolan. How do we know that a regular nazir has a setter also? A nazir like this is not allowed to touch any mace, not even his father, not even his mother. So how do we know to say this? Kulu, the Mishnah says that a nazir is allowed to be metama to a mace mitzvah minolan. So where it says the Tanya, we learn like this. The pasuk says, "Kol yimei haziroi l'Hashem al nefesh meis layavoi." Kol zman a nazir has to keep his hilchos nazirus. That's the halacha. He's not allowed to touch a mace. That's one of the three isurim, the three that a nazir has. He can't touch a mace. He can't drink wine. He can't take a haircut. Can't cut off his hair. The pasuk says, "Al nefesh meis layavoi." So shemeyan ni afilo nefesh behema. Maybe any nefesh, maybe even a dead animal he can't touch, a nazir. Then maybe not only a dead body, but maybe even a dead animal. I feel nefesh beima b'mashma. Kinyin shenema makash nefesh beima. That the pasuk uses the word nefesh by a beima. Here it says, yakol yimei haziroi l'ashem al nefesh meis. So maybe a nefesh meis means even a beima. On this Talmudim, the pasuk says, al nefesh meis La Yavoi means benefesh odom akosim medaber. Now the pasuk is talking about dafka now a nefesh odom and not a nefesh behema. So Torah says like this, because the pasuk says tamalino nefesh meis, the nefesh odom akosim medaber, the behema la yikri meis. A behema is not called a meis. Afagav dechsev behema v'hameis yaloi meis tam yikri nefesh meis la yikri. By behema, the pasuk never uses the words nefesh meis. A nefesh meis always applies to another. So since here by nazir it says the lashon al nefesh meis means to teach us dafka nodam, only if a person is meis. To such a meis, a nazir can't touch. Mashenken, if a behema is meis by a nevela, a nazir is mutter to touch a nevela. Rabbi Yishmael, Lamer Yishmael says, ein etzarach. I don't need a pasuk for this. That's pshita on nazir could touch an avela. Harei Yehoyim, the pasuk says lo yavoi v'nefoshes hametamois v'viyakosim medaber. The pasuk says on nefesh lo yavoi. Lo yavoi means to say a nazir can't touch somebody that has a tumas oil on it, and that's only a mace of an adam. A mace of a behemah does not have a tumas oil. So pshita, the pasuk is not talking about the nefesh behemah, only a nefesh adam. Somebody that has a tumas bia means you can't go into the house that you have a mace there, tumas oil. So first it says clearly by nazir lo yavoi means benefoshes hametamois bevia kosam adaber, which is a person, an adam. When an adam is mace, there's a loch of tumas oil. Mashiach the behemah is mace, there's no tumas oil. Now li oviv uli imayeni metama. The pasuk says by a nazir also he can't be metama not even to his own father, to his own mother. When they're mace, he can't take care of the kfura. So the deek is, Ava metama hu l'meis mitzvah. But a nazir has the right to be metama to a meis mitzvah. That's the deek dafka to his mother and father he can't, but to a meis mitzvah he could. So Mara says, L'chura ad shelo yomer, even if the pasuk wouldn't have said this, yesh li bedin, I have another type of a way to learn out that a nazir should be allowed to touch a meis mitzvah. Oma koyin godo, shek tu shasoy. Kedusha Soilam, Madach, a Kohen Gadol is so Kaddish, he remains his Kedusha Le'olam. Like Kol Zman is a Kohen Gadol, he has special Kedusha. Still, we say mitam lemeis mitzvah. The Torah was matter of kohen gadol to touch a meis mitzvah. Nozir shein kedushas kedushas olam. A regular nozir is only there for 30 days. A regular nazir doesn't stay olam. You can make yourself into a nozir olam, but a regular nozir is only for 30 days. If so, ain't there din shematam lemeis mitzvah? Isn't it a svara to say that a nozir should be allowed to touch a meis mitzvah? So what do I need the pasuk for? The abav limoi. What does the pasuk have to say it for? Zemura says no. Lo yimamata v'kayin gadol shekayin nevi korban atamasei. A kayin gadol, the opposite. We never find if a kayin gadol touches a mace that he should have to bring a korban for it. So it's not so bad if a kayin gadol touches a mace. So therefore, maybe the Torah was matter of kayin gadol to take care of a mace mitzvah. But the yomah benozir, but in the pasha of nozir, we know she nevi korban atamasei. That if a nozir touches a mace, he has to wait 7 days, then take a haircut, and then the 8th day he has to bring his kabbonis, he has to bring 2 kabbonis. Since so, hoyul maybe korban atumasoi lo yitama lemeis mitzvah. Maybe since if a nazir becomes tamei even to a meis mitzvah, he would have to bring his kabbonis, and we don't want that to happen. So maybe there's no hefter for a nazir to touch even a meis mitzvah, maybe. On this we need a special pasuk here, Talmud Loimah, the pasuk says in the pasha of nazir, li'oviv li'imoi lo yitamei. So the deek is, Ava metam ala meis mitzvah. But a nozer is allowed to touch a meis mitzvah. Now the Gemara asks, maybe no. Ayena, maybe not that way. Ayena metam ala yavav li'imai. Ava yatam ala shar meisim. Maybe the pasuk just means by nozer special, his own father and mother a nozer can't touch. But maybe the deek is, any other meis he's allowed to. Maybe not only a meis mitzvah, but maybe shar meisim is also mutter. Maybe the only yis there is to a nozer is only to his mother and father. See, on this the Gemara says that can't be. Omar to kal v'chayma. This I have a kal v'chayma. Omar koyin hedjit. She metama l'kroivov. Eine metama l'sharmesim. Madach a regular koyin. That has the right to be metama to one of his 7 kroivim. Still to a stranger, he can't be metama. Nozir. She ain't a metama l'kroivov. A nozir doesn't have any special heter to be metama to 7 kroivim. Is ain't a din shalai yitama l'sharmesim? Isn't it for sure that a nozir should have an issa not to touch any mesim? If so, for